Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on WWL. We're at Rouse's Markets, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Shop for all of your holiday needs right here at Rouse's. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Before we squeeze in a phone call, Bobby, it doesn't get any easier with the Colts on Monday night and then followed by the Tennessee Titans. So the Saints have to buckle down and recover from that loss against San Francisco and get back to business.
Just casually looking at the Colts and what they bring into the table come Monday night. And again, we're going to have to pack a lunch, but it might be so you pack a dinner. I don't know. It's at night. So you might eat early and you might have to eat late because I look at what are you doing in the trenches. The Colts are number six rushing the football. They can run the football and they can stop the run. So, I mean, you don't want to ever be one-dimensional. They only give it up 99 yards a game. That's eighth best, and they number six rushing. But the one thing caught my attention, I thought if you'd have told me this before the 49ers game, we're going to win. If you look at, like, return yardage, punt return, kick return, I keep bringing this up. What was that, Christian? A couple of seasons ago when Pharoah Cooper, who's with the Cardinals now, was with the Rams, that 175 return yardage and we had zero.
Uh-huh.
And how that affected that game. If you'd have told me this before the 49er game, that Deontay Harris was going to have 192 yards in the return game and they would only have 24, boy, you know, Les Burns flipping the field, the hidden yardage and all that, well,
that's almost 14 points of hidden yardage.
Yes. So, Christian, Deontay Harris right now, he's fourth best in the NFL as a punt returner, right under 10 yards at 9.6. I got to look up who the Colts punt returner. Christian, he's second in the NFL, averaging 11 yards of punt return. So that's going to be significant, punt and kickoff coverage and all that again. But I think we definitely should take care of business against the Colts. And the bottom line, it's all about business, Christian, you know, to get it done.
Jerry on the North Shore. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on WWL.
Yo, how y'all guys doing tonight?
Good, Jerry.
Look, I got a couple questions. First of all, I'm extremely disappointed at our fans. We got some suck-ass fans. They're going to sell tickets to the 41ers. I've never seen so much red in that stadium attending 49ers games.
Jerry.
That was crazy.
Do you think that's the reason why the Saints lost the game?
No, the hell no, that's not the reason why.
No, but there was a lot of red. There was a lot of red, Christian.
But you hell, let's call it what it is. You're going to call the fans out.
Jerry, do you let anybody tell you what to do with your money?
Hell no, I don't. But still,
No, there's not. But
let's
still,
call the fans out.
I mean, you
let's
can't tell a season ticket holder.
The fans did not bring it.
They brought it. It was plenty loud. I was on the field for the game. I went down there. Listen, the idea that we can tell people what to do with their something that they own, a piece of property. You're not going to tell me that I can't sell my house to somebody based on who they are. If I don't like them, or if they're an Ole Miss fan, I shouldn't sell my house to them. Or if they're a 49ers fan, look, if it's something of value, you have every right to sell whatever it is you feel like selling if you own it.
You got eight home games. You got eight home games. Represent.
Hey, Christian, I'm against you on this one. Because if you go to Lambeau Field, would you ever see that many fans from San Francisco at Lambeau Field? Probably not. Would you in Seattle? Would you see that many 49er fans in Seattle? Okay. Now, to play devil's advocate both sides, I think New Orleans is a destination. So they might pool their resource and pay extra money to be able to be in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and wanting to come to New Orleans. Not necessarily. Who in the hell wants to? They even have hotel rooms in Green Bay. I mean, it's not even a city. I mean, Milwaukee's 2 hours away, whatever. So I'm just saying, though, look who's truly relevant, like who's dominant. I could not see that many 49ers fans in Seattle. I just don't think you'd see all that red in Seattle, or you would not see all that red in Green Bay. I might be wrong, but I'm just speculating.
All right, if you look at the
49ers. Now, in Los Angeles, yes. I mean, you see, like, they got more Raider fans still in Los Angeles than Rams fans.
If you look at the 49ers road schedule, so if you're a 49ers fan, you're looking at what game, if I'm going to travel to one, which game am I going to travel to? You're not going to Cincinnati, right?
Well, you eat chili? LA. You go eat chili with Zach?
L.A., I mean, the Rams, eh. You know, that's a divisional.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a divisional
Skyline
game.
Skyline chili.
Washington
yeah.
Redskins, you're going to go to D.C.? That field's FedEx Field is a dump anyway. It's not nearly as attractive as New Orleans. And then Arizona, that's in the division. Arizona's Arizona.
Yeah,
same, it's New Orleans. That's the best road on the 49ers schedule.
And truly, if you love your team and you're optimistic at the 49ers and the great start that New Orleans not only being a destination, it says there's history there. You know, you look at the 49ers and the Saints and Joe Montana and all that, the NFC West. So, yeah, to come to New Orleans, I am not surprised that a number of 49er fans targeted this game. But, again, the Louisiana 49er fans, that's a thorn in my side. I mean, so Christian, don't tell me right now that if you had season tickets and a Louisiana 49er fan wanted to buy them, that you'd sell it to them.
If I knew who I was selling it to, I would do my best to not sell
okay,
it to
Okay, all right,
ticket.
Okay, all right.
But on StubHub, Ticket Exchange, it's faceless. You don't get to see. You don't get to
right,
screen
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
You don't get to say, oh, what team are you pulling for? Oh, I'm not selling my tickets. I mean, you're putting it out there. There's a value to it. If it gets scooped up by 49ers fans or opposing fans, that's the risk you run.
Well, depending if we do have, you know, whether we finish 1, 2, or 3, like Sean Payton was saying, let's say we have a buyer, whatever, and we do have – a home game. I don't think that they would travel. Let's say we were playing Seattle in the Superdome. I think there'd be more 49er fans than Seahawks fans. But if the Packers, I think if the Packers are coming to Mercedes-Benz Superdome, you might see as many Packer fans as they did 49ers. All these cheese heads, they're floating cheese heads. And
you can't have it both ways. Look, we love when the Who Dat Nation shows up at other venues and takes over the building. We love it.
That's a good point.
So we can't have it both ways. You can't complain about that when the Who Dat Nation goes to other locations and scoops up a bunch of tickets. I mean, I just don't have a problem with it.
Well, the thing is because that you had really – this I think a lot of 49er fans viewed it this way. This is the playoff game before the playoffs.
Sure.
And how – well, you know what? If they're not the best, they're definitely in the conversation. Who's better than the Saints and the 49ers in the NFC right now? So it's like, man, I'm going to go to that game. So I think –
they got their money's worth.
To me, that's why I think you saw more 49er fans because they're that optimistic about their team right now.
All right, we'll step away and come back. We're at 2900 Veterans Boulevard, Rouse's Markets. Shop for all of your holiday needs here on WWL. Back here at Rouse's Markets, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Shop for all of your holiday needs. Back to the phones we go. Marty in Metairie. What's going on, Marty? You're on WWL.
Hey, my friends. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm just going to be real quick with you. First of all, I believe that guy would have been what Buddy D called a squirrel. Let me tell you something. I was at that game, and I'll tell you what. Yeah, there was a lot of 49er fans there, just like there'd be a lot of Saints fans elsewhere. But let me tell you, when we needed to be, it was as loud as ever. And that's
yep.
what counts.
Yep.
I mean, loud, as loud as ever. And, you know, for somebody to – I think that's silly, you know, for somebody to feel like that. I agree with you guys. They got it right. Somebody wants to get rid of their ticket, let them get rid of it. Our fan base, you know, is always going to be that great. You know, we've got season ticket holders alone. Enough,
right.
Just them alone is enough to anyway, I don't want to go into that.
Yeah, you look at the waiting list. No, the Saints are, listen, we living in the heyday. You look at the last dozen years plus, now 13 seasons. Today's the birthday of the Who Dat Nation, 13 seasons, December the 10th, 2006, after we have the Cowgirls. Everybody wants to be in that number. Now, with that being said, you know what I was somewhat surprised that I thought, and I got to give him a lot of credit, did Jimmy Garoppolo look flustered?
Nope.
No, I was like, whoa.
He looked composed poised.
He looked very composed compared to Jared Goff, especially in that first quarter in the playoffs. And, you know, Jimmy G at times even said that maybe because of the communication – that they did have a couple of problems. Maybe they had to call a timeout or two, but he looked as cool as could be. It didn't look like the crowd was affecting him. And you think, to me, okay, Saints fans, don't get mad when I say this. If you truly prepared and you have the right game plan and you really a pro, the best game plan is going to win over the best crowd. You understand what I'm telling you?
So, and oh, by the way, Kyle Shanahan has called plays in that building several times as a coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. He's used to, he understands the challenge of combating that noise.
So give me the better game plan, the better player execution versus the crowd is just going to help us win, even though we thoroughly overachieving. And what I mean by that, Jimmy Garoppolo was not phased. I think our team, as mature as we are, look how well we played on the road. How we handled a hostile crowd, you know, going to Seattle. So, look, we're such a mature team right now that I think if we have the right game plan, we execute and the players get it done, we can win at home or on the road. And it's not that much of a difference where we have to overachieve to win and the crowd has to help us and we got to be lucky. No, lucky's when you prepared and both the Saints and the 49ers were prepared offensively. Look at the game plan. How we attacked the number one defense and how they attacked our defense. It was two offensive minded geniuses. I'm telling you, Kyle Shanahan and around the league, Kyle Shanahan and Sean Payton, that's how highly thought of they are. So I mean, the crowd can have a factor when you have mistakes, but overall, if you can keep your poise, and that's what the 49ers did. I was surprised. I got to give Jimmy G credit. Because I even mentioned this to Sean Payton when I talked to him that coaches show the week before the game. I said, well, Jimmy Garoppolo, he just seems like an overachiever to me. I guess because he went to Eastern Illinois, whatever, where Sean went, Tony Romo, they're all from Eastern Illinois, a directional school like you see in this Northwest Louisiana, Eastern Illinois, Southern Illinois, wherever it might be. But, I mean, and Sean Payton told me, he said, no. Look at him on film. Jimmy Garoppolo is not overachiever. There was a reason when you look back to, when you think about this, you could see why just that one game, why Bill Belichick is like saying, no, this is the future.
Yep.
And then Robert Kraft, he took sides with Tom Brady. Tom Brady felt threatened by Jimmy Garoppolo. And so Robert Kraft being loyal, you know, and all, you know, you can't
Tom
pay
everybody. Brady's like a son to him.
You can't pay everybody. So all of a sudden, Tom Brady and then Belichick had to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. But look at right now with Tom Brady being 42 years of age, he might end up moving on. And where are the Patriots at as far as the 2020 season with the quarterback? Right now we're thinking maybe Tom Brady might not even come back with the Patriots because I still think he wants to play. And that's why, boy, the timing of that, not having Jimmy Garoppolo available because now he's the 49ers quarterback.
And I got to give credit to John Lynch, the GM.
GM of the year, I think.
Look, it's no coincidence that you look at the top two teams in the NFL right now, 49ers and Ravens, built by former players. I think you're going to see a trend here where a lot more players, Bobby, are going to get opportunities. Former players are going to get opportunities to be general managers.
Well, then
John Lynch has done a great job piecing together that roster.
But that doesn't mean, you know, what you're doing. Michael Jordan is a terrible GM.
Matt Millen was a terrible GM.
Matt Millen, John Elway. John Elway has been terrible with the Broncos. So that doesn't mean, I mean, to me, your organization, I give Lynch a lot of credit. I think working hand-in-hand with Shanahan. I give Coach Payton and Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, how they all work together and how the Saints have kept us in contention. Look, as you have to look at what we've done. Think about right now. Look at the 17th, 18th, and now the 19th season. Minneapolis Miracle, the non-call. We don't know what's going to happen this year, but aren't we considered in the conversation? And look, it started from week one amongst the best. That okay to say, oh, we got, you know, national perspective. Oh, I got the Saints number one. Oh, this week I got them number three. Right, but haven't we always been like
top four,
like,
top five?
Yes, top four, top five. You can't ask for more.
Troy in New Orleans. What's going on, Troy? You're on WWL.
So, how's it going? Hey, Christian, thanks for your service. And, hey, Cajun Cannon, my childhood hero.
Hey, Troy, what you got?
I got two things. I know y'all was talking to Joe Burrow's dad today. Ironically, I went to go pick up my military clothing at the alteration shop in Baton Rouge, and I barely missed Joe Burrow. He came there and dropped off his clothing to get ready to go to New York. And
wow.
My second deal at Cajun Cannon is that you're right. The Saints are a good road team. We're going to be all right if we don't get the one seed. We're a good road team.
Hey, listen, we've been a dominant road team, and I'm going to talk about this later in the week because to encourage the fans, and I'm telling you, you do anything over a decade or a dozen years, I think the Patriots are ahead of us off the top of my head. Patriots and, like, the Steelers, it might be Green Bay or something, we like number four out of the whole NFL.
Packers.
And we're right there. Now, we right there with second and third. The Patriots are way ahead, like as far as the road wins. But we right there as far as road warriors. We are truly road warriors, whether you want to look at since the Super Bowl or even going back to 2006. And that's amazing because, you know, coaches always preach that can you how you get to 500, okay? That you got to go 6-2 at home. Then can you go 500 in the road? Can you go 4-4 and you got 10 wins? Then at least you're a wild card, you're in the hunt, you have a chance. Can you give that to your fans to give them hope year in and year out? Well, the Saints have been way better than 500. Christian, we're not
last
going
last year they were 7-1 on the road.
7-1. We're more, I want to say off the top of my head, we're more like a 5-3 winning percentage, like on the road, compared to when you go all the way back to when Sean Payton first arrived.
Randall, Bruno, Mike, Jerry. Jared, Brian, and you two at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. We're at Rouse's Markets, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Rouse's Markets, shop for all of your holiday needs. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Rouse's Markets is where you can find us. Shop for all of your holiday needs right here at Rouse's. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Next hour, our Saints Hour. With Saints All-Pro defensive end Cameron Jordan, Bruno on in West Wego. What's going on, Bruno? You're on WWL. Hey, Bruno. All right, Bruno's going on hold. Mike and Slidell. What's going on, Mike?
Do the dishes.
Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, thanks. Enjoy you guys as always. Yeah, I just wanted to. Kind of, put a little different angle on the situation with people selling their tickets to fans from other teams. You know, by a lot of standards, a newbie as a season ticket holder, 25 years. But my job took me to Jacksonville, Florida a few years ago. And so, I can't go to the games, but I sell all the tickets to nothing but a Saints fan on a season-wide basis. But since I see all this out there that's, they're on these websites, I think the good thing is that we have a larger percentage of Saints fans compared to other NFL cities that they're willing, they're so fanatic, they love the team so much, they're so loud when they're in the stadium, that they're willing to invest a much larger percentage of their disposable income to be a Saints season ticket holder than I think fans are in other cities. With that said, there are some cities, particularly on the West Coast and in the Northeast, particularly when their team is having a good year, that those fans are coming from places where the cost of living is, so much higher. They have more money on average than, a lot of the typical Saints fans, and they're willing to pay stupid money for those tickets. And so I don't like it, and I wish it wouldn't happen. But hey, if I'm spending a huge portion of my disposable income to be a Saints season ticket holder, and if there's once or twice during the year that there's some, you know, person who's willing to pay stupid money, I paid $100, they're going to pay me $700 or $800 per ticket. I wish it wouldn't happen, but I have a hard time holding against those Saints fans. And
it's too enticing.
I'll just hang up and listen to you guys. Enjoy.
Well, Mike, you make some great points.
I was putting you on hold there, Mike.
That
Sorry.
Was a lot of common sense right there. And I think he hit it right on. That's actually what happens.
Yeah, and it's too enticing when you go from your face value of your ticket's $150, and it goes to you can sell it for $600 a pop, and in particular around this time of year, Christmas, holidays, et cetera, it's enticing. It just is. Mike and Slidell, what's going on, Mike? You're on WWL. Go ahead, Mike. All right, Mike. Oh, excuse me, Jerry in LaPlace. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Christian, Bobby. Yeah, I want to make two comments. The first comment was about our secondary, but I would like to quickly say this. As far as listening to the guys about the ticket season holder and what have you. I know the year we won the Super Bowl, I was season ticket holder for years, well, for several years, and because I finally got them. And my playoff tickets, they called me, I purchased them, and that was our Super Bowl year. I paid just under the $700 range. I was up in the nosebleeds for those two games. I could tell you right now, I had offers in $1,000. I have four seats. I had offers from different people offering me $1,000 and plus a seat. I wouldn't sell them because there's no way in hell I was going to miss that. Now, having said that, to say this, as far as our game with the 49ers, okay. You know, Bobby, you always say you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I think the two best teams at that time in the NFC went head-to-head. Two 10-2 teams, I think. And this is the thing I'd like to say to our secondary. We got our asses handed to us, and I want to know what you're going to do about it. What are you going to do about it from here on out? Because too many times we've been yo-yo up and down back there.
Right.
I love you. I love them. Look, I'm a diehard Saints fan. I love my players. But this is the thing, and I think we always say it. What the hell are you going to do about it? Let's step up to the plate and start getting this thing done.
Well, that's a great point, Jerry. And I think Coach Payton is challenging him. He challenged him somewhat in public, but also behind closed doors in those meetings. Aaron Glenn, I guarantee, is challenging him. It's like, hey, come on, what are you going to do? It's tough love. You know, when you do well, I'm going to praise you. If you don't get the job done, you're going to get called out. You can't be thin-skinned. You have to just get it done. And like everyone across the board, whether it's Lattimore, whether it's Eli Apple, you tell Eli Apple, man, you want a future in the NFL? You want a future and live up to expectations. Well, once that's been clear, maybe you've struggled the past couple of games. What are you going to do going forward? You got to get it done. Marcus Williams, Von Bell, everybody involved, P.J. Williams, you know, whoever it might be. Chauncey Garner, you up and coming? No, this is a come-to-Jesus meeting in those defensive back meeting rooms. And the bottom line also that you have to realize, because you can't get exploited in coverage, the linebackers. Sean Payton's not giving a pass to anyone. And you know what also? They're going to talk about this in the D-line meeting room. Yeah, so what if we got three sacks? What if we'd have got five or six? Who's going to step up? Because that goes hand in hand. A great pass rush, we always say that could be the best pass coverage. Now, the one thing I'm encouraged by, we only had five penalties. So we didn't necessarily have, you know, double-digit penalties or 100 yards. But the bottom line is, it's not like, well, we played hard, we didn't win. Hell no, we scored 46 points and you didn't win. And again, I know Dennis Allen knows what he's doing, but he's going to challenge the defense and going forward. Now, we got to wait and see how they can respond. That's what I'm interested in, is that as a team, how do you respond considering the adversity where we're at right now, Listen, you can't worry about what seed you're going to be. Go out and take it one game at a time and just beat the Colts, beat the Titans, beat Carolina. And you let the chips fall where they may, so to speak. But, listen, I think as Saints fans, we got a little spoiled because y'all know in these type of games, man, the Saints would have won, whether it's the Cowgirls, the Giants, or even the Patriots. We would have won by 17 points or three touchdowns. The way how we fish in our offense was, in the past, we've kicked the other teams behind. But you know what? Tit for tat. The 49ers were hanging with us offensively, and I think that's what shocked everyone. I was like, because I didn't think we'd be that efficient as we were offensively, considering how good I think the 49ers defense. That's why I think we're all shocked. If you think we have this kind of offensive performance, come on, how can you not say shame on the defense?
I don't want to give you a whiplash here, but a report from Sports Illustrated says Dave Aranda, LSU defensive coordinator, is in serious talks to leave LSU to become UNLV head coach. That's a byproduct of success, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, and he's what, the highest compensated coach, assistant coach in the NFL. I mean, the NFL and college football. So that didn't surprise me. And
when you have success,
yeah,
other programs are going to come try to poach your coaches.
Well, look, coaches have been, I think it's twofold. They want to leave Nick Saban, and they also have Nick Saban on their resume. I mean, look even on Lane Kiffin now. Look at the path he's taken. Now he's back in the SEC at Ole Miss. So, yeah, that surprised me about Dave Aranda.
Back to the phones we go. Big Sam in Slidell. What's going on, Big Sam? You're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Man, I don't understand how people can sell tickets for games this big, you know? To me, that's like, guys, you put money over, you pay a certain amount of money for these season tickets, and you put money over your own team. I would never do that. There's one thing to sell tickets to your friends and do that kind of stuff to maybe get your money back, but why buy Saints tickets? Why buy season tickets if you're just going to sell them for the biggest games of the year just to make money? It don't make sense.
Well, what if they can't make that particular game? What if their job prevents them from making one or two games a year, and it just so happened to be.
So, Christian, now you're making up excuses.
No, I mean, that's very possible. I have a friend that has season tickets that held them out of the home game earlier. I think it was against the Cardinals and another one against this week against San Fran. I'm not saying all of them.
Because of his job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying all of them had that issue.
Well, I think the argument also is that this is the biggest game, I think, because of the competition, biggest game in the regular season. Don't you want to be in that number? It would be like almost what occurred in 2009, that the Saints are playing the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. Boy, look, I can make $1,000 a ticket or $1,200. Don't you want to be in that number and go? Now, you might kick yourself if the Saints could have got whacked. You go, man, why didn't I sell them damn tickets? I'm so mad at them right now. But then when they win.
They didn't have ticket exchange.
But when they win, look at the feeling. Look at the feeling you have.
I don't think they did.
Okay. All I know is when they win, look at the feeling you have. And that's why I think it's going to come this year. I mean, do you view maybe, okay, I sold the 49ers game. Boy, but come playoff time, I want to be in that number. And it could be a special. I think fans think that way also.
Yeah, because last year for the NFC title game, look, a lot of the season ticket holders I know that were selling their tickets to a game or two in the regular season, they didn't have them listed. They didn't have them listed for the NFC title game. They weren't doing that.
They wanted to be there.
Either that or they gave them to somebody in their family. I know this because my dad was the same way. He sold a couple of his tickets during the regular season, but the NFC title game?
No, we're using them, and this a game could be monumental, except for the nine call, to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, another part of it, too, is it was the SEC championship game in Atlanta, so some might have used it. Some season ticket holders might have used that as a way to fund their trip to go see LSU in the SEC title game.
Yeah, and then you got also people, disposable income, looking like and kind of playing the percentages. You know what? I'm going to go to Atlanta, but I'm going to wait for the playoff game and not go to the SEC championship. Now, some people go to both, but then all of a sudden they go, man, I can't, you know, I'm trying to save my money, whether they're going to Arizona or we don't know, go to Atlanta. Boy, Atlanta would be nice. It's not too far. I can maybe even drive. But why, Jay, in that number against Oklahoma? The LSU fans who maybe didn't show up for the SEC championship game,
yeah,
they'll definitely be there. that'll be like Baton Rouge East. That'll be the second coming of the Tigers come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I think the national championship game is going to be like that as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's right here, Christian.
I know.
I'm talking about going out of state, though.
I know. I'm with Bobby. Christian, take a hike.
What about what?
About the tickets. Another one says, how can someone hold it against someone to sell tickets for money when players leave all the time for, you guessed it, more money? I mean,
no, that
can't
that,
tell
that.
People. I don't like to tell people what to do with things of value or money. Just not my thing. We'll step away and come back. We're at 2900 Veterans Boulevard at Rouse's Market. Shop for all of your holiday needs right here at Rouse's. This is Sports Talk on WWL. We're at Rouse's Markets, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Shop for all of your holiday needs here at Rouse's. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan will join us in our Saints Hour coming up at 7 o'clock. He'll be alongside at 7:30. Do you have a problem with season ticket holders selling their tickets to non-Saints fans? And some even blame the Saints' loss on them. Do you? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Ethan in Madisonville. What's going on, Ethan? You're on WWL.
Bobby, Christian, how are you, man? Hey, look, this is America. It's a free country, right? I'm a season ticket holder. I try to make all 8 games. Let me tell you something. Dallas, I know all the people that sit around me. It's all Dallas jerseys. Went to the Atlanta game. Grandson, son, daughter-in-law. All Atlanta fans. San Francisco, it was a sea of red. If there wasn't 25,000 to 35,000 people there, there wasn't anybody.
Well, what section?
Even went to Bobby Abears after the game, and, hey, we had a good time. They're all mostly in red. But that's okay. Hey, this is America. You do what you want, you know? I mean, hey, you can't.
But Ethan, you said all around you. What section you in?
I'm in 134 in the plaza,
I know
all the people in front of me in the first row, and I know all the people in back of me. They wasn't there for those 3 games.
So wait, that's a safety. They don't even go to the home games, but they just buy, they keep the
season tickets
and
sell them. No, they were there for other games. They weren't there for those. They weren't there for the Dallas.
I got you.
They weren't there for Atlanta, and they weren't there for San Francisco.
Okay, so they go to half.
I mean, you know these people. You sit with them each year. I've been a season ticket holder for almost 15 years. They moved me from the club down to the plaza 10 years ago because they was revamping it, and they had 2 seats, aisle seats, beautiful seats. I was there with Green Day and U2, you know, Steve Gleason, and then they revamped it. I said, well, I want to keep my seats. You know, he said, well, we'll put you 2 over here and 2 over here. I said, I don't want to separate the family. I said, well, give me 4 down in the plaza, and I'll keep those. He said, you can't do that. You only have 4 season tickets. So I took the plaza. But I'm telling you, I know the people that sit in those sections right there in front of me and in back of me. They wasn't there for those games. So what they do.
So do you think they'll sell their home playoff tickets, or are they going to go?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I could tell you it was nothing but red. I took pictures with some friends.
Right there
by Champion Square, up on the steps. I mean, it was a sea of red. Bobby, if there wasn't 20, 25,000 San Francisco's fans, there wasn't anybody. But that's okay. I was there, and it was a great game. I mean, how many points you want? We made our mistakes. They made mistakes. There was calls that wasn't made. Hey, look, 1 game at a time. We'll be there for Indianapolis, you know, and we'll see what happens. I'm waiting for the promised land again to go back to Miami.
Yep.
Miami twice. Ethan, thanks for the phone call.
Miami twice.
Coming up next hour, it is our Saints hour, including – a special birthday wish. You'll hear that from the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebear, the founding father of the Houdat Nation. We will talk to Cam Jordan next hour and also break down the Saints' loss to the 49ers and what adjustments they have to make this Monday night, taking on the Indianapolis Colts, that when the schedule came out was earmarked as a potential Super Bowl matchup because of Andrew Luck and Drew Brees, and it was highly attractive. Luck subsequently retired in the preseason, so got Jacoby Brissett and Drew Brees and the Colts in town on Monday night. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also, want to remind you guys, Thursday, Newell Norman will broadcast live from H2O Salon and Spa on Metairie Road to collect toys, books, and donations for Toys for Tots. Stop by and say hi, bring a gift, or make a donation on behalf of your business, club, friends, or family, and we'll let you challenge others to do the same on the air. Let's fill up the parking lot with toys and gifts.
And, Chris, you're looking at the Colts, boy. How about their fan base? They're now 6-7, and they've dropped five of the last six following a 5-2 start.
Yeah.
They
went into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs.
They went from first place to third place right now in the AFC South because the Texans and the Tennessee Titans. But, yeah, I watched that game against the Chiefs. And, boy, talk about that they whip them on the line of scrimmage. And that's why I said it's going to be a challenge. They can run the ball and they could stop the run. So it's not going to be easy come Monday night.
We'll break it down in depth coming up next here on the Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.